impressions when you visited up here?
Man, it was a great visit. Just instantly from the time I walked in, just got a load of the history of the program. Was kind of just taken away by how many great players have come through there, and just excited to be a part of the Packer family.
Oren, where are you right now? Tell us about getting the call from Green Bay.
Yes, I'm at home in Fairfax, Virginia, with family and friends. We were just watching the draft and got the call, and just a lot of excitement. I mean, it's been something I've been working for my whole life, and just to kind of live this dream out and see it to come to reality is surreal. So I'm excited to get started and just get to work, win championships with the Packers.
Hey, Oren, you've jumped around quite a bit position-wise. What is it about the inside linebacker that you like, and why do you think that's the best fit for you now?
Yeah, I think I had the ability to I played safety for 2 years, and I played a hybrid outside for 1 year and then inside this past year. And I really felt really comfortable being off the ball and being able to kind of get in all the plays, whether it's pass or run defense as well. And I really feel like my game kind of got taken to the next level. My production went up, and I was able to kind of show off my athleticism and run sideline to sideline and also make plays. So I definitely think my best ball is ahead of me at that position after only having 1 year of experience there. But I'm excited to see what this next chapter holds.
How long did it take you to actually feel like a linebacker rather than a safety playing linebacker?
Yeah, I definitely feel like a linebacker. That was what I was recruited as coming out of high school, actually. When Coach Mason came in, he moved me to nickel safety, so I played that for 2 years because that's what the team needed. But I've always felt at home at linebacker.
Tell us about your visit to Green Bay, and did you go to other NFL teams?
Yeah, I had local days with the Redskins, the Ravens, and then Titans. Green Bay was my only real visit outside of where I'm from or where my school was. But had a great experience meeting with the coaches and got an understanding of just how the organization works. I mean, like, it's just phenomenal staff that they have there. So I'm excited to get to work.
So, Oren, when you come in for a visit and then they don't pick you in the second round and they don't have a third round pick, what are you thinking? And then when you see, I don't know how this played out for you at home, but when the phone rings and you see it's a Green Bay number, then what are you thinking?
Yeah, obviously, I was really just prepared for anything to happen. Like, I was very comfortable with the performance I did postseason as far as, like, the Senior Bowl, Combine, Pro Day, and visits and things like that. So at that point, I just realized it was in God's hands, and I kind of just sat back and just waited for things to happen. So I wasn't really paying too much attention to who's trading here and all that type of stuff. So it just was excited for the call when I got it. And once I saw the Green Bay number, I just instantly thought back to my visit, and it really did feel like home when I was there. Like, people were asking me, like, where was your best visit? And I honestly could say, like, Green Bay. And it kind of surprised some people because I'm from around the Virginia area. But, man, I just kind of just got a gist, like, how much the people of Wisconsin, they just love football. And that's the team you want to play for.
Oren, did you guys play 3-4 or 4-3?
So we were 3-4 base, but we had a lot of sub-packages, which ended up being 4-3.
You are really active off the field. Why is that so important to you?
Yeah, I decided to be very intentional about my platform as a college athlete. My phone is blowing up right now. I really wanted to make a difference beyond just the playing field, getting in the community, because I knew that, like, when I was younger, there was a lot of people that I looked up to, and they invested into my life. So I felt the responsibility to kind of do that same thing, just be the person that I wish I could have had when I was younger. I had a great family and great coaches and teammates. But there's always somebody that can just give you that extra edge and just say, I believe in you. And that belief just goes a long way. Like, for me, like, I'm sitting here today saying that I'm a third-round pick for the Green Bay Packers just because there's people that have been in my life that have just believed in me and just pushed me through adversity and ultimately, like, I've gotten to this point. So can honestly say that it was nobody but God and the people that are around me.
What do you weigh right now, and what do you think your frame can hold?
Yeah, I'm in the 230s right now, so I'm looking to put on about 5 to 7 pounds, but depending on what the staff sees me. So I think I can definitely hold the frame. I'm 6'3", a lean guy, and have a good bone density, and it can handle the weight. So just ready to play at a high level.